It's Tuesday, January 16th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. This month marks the 154th birthday for George Washington Carver, one of the foremost American agricultural scientists. This African-American innovator contributed much to the farm economy, developing hundreds of products from the peanut, the sweet potato, and the soybean. A humble Christian, Carver would say, quote, "I love to think of nature as an unlimited broadcasting station through which God speaks to us every hour if we will only tune in," end quote. One of America's last conservative evangelical outposts, the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, is experiencing theological troubles, according to media reports. Recently fired Moody radio host Julie Royes records the controversies as including, quote, "allowing professors who deny the inerrancy of Scripture to teach at the Institute and write curriculum, and allowing a professor who supports Planned Parenthood, liberation theology, and a host of other liberal causes to teach at the school," end quote. The controversies have resulted in the resignation of Moody President Paul Nyquist. Julie Royes is encouraging everybody to, quote, "pray for Moody, pray for repentance, and pray that God would strengthen what remains," as Revelation 3:2 says. Christian ministries are receiving more death threats from the sons of Belial and the residents of Sodom. Recent death threats have come to the Anchored North Ministry after a video featuring a repentant lesbian went viral. The film presented Emily Thomas, who came out of the homosexual lifestyle, attends church, and is expecting a baby with her husband. Emily announced on Facebook over the weekend that, quote, "the Lord has blessed me with a little girl. His kindness is overwhelming," end quote. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." The biggest turnover in congressional governance is coming in 2018, the biggest since 1992, according to data assembled by RollCall.com. Thus far, at least 30 Republicans and 5 Democrats have announced their retirement in 2018. Republicans are expecting something akin to a bloodbath in the upcoming elections. God is sovereign over this nation. Psalm 40.